Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever played a team sport? Maybe when you were younger, maybe you were in your school, and you had a coach that you just couldn't stand. The coach that was a total jerk and completely had it out for you, but you rode out the season anyways. And when it was over, you came to the realization that, yes, they were unbelievably tough on you, but it's because it made you better. That, in my opinion, is what 2020 is. It's not the worst year ever. It's the hardest year ever, but it's making us all better because it's forcing us to do things we never would have done on our own. Now, for many of us, that means maybe you finally had to take your health seriously. Maybe you decided to stop smoking finally or start exercising or eat better. We stopped going out to eat every night. We started cooking at home. We started cooking together. Maybe, heck, you maybe even washed your food before you decided to cook it. And you know what happened when we were told we needed to stay put? We started going for walks with our families. We turned the TV off. We took our kids out on hikes to nature trails. You taught your kid what it feels like to catch a fish. We realized maybe you should check on your grandparents more than just on birthdays and holidays. We had real conversations with friends that we haven't talked to in a long time. And we did it by taking the time to learn how to video chat. Even though these are the same people you would not have even talked to on a phone call if things were completely normal. We put more value in relationships with each other. We stopped taking everything for granted. You took an honest interest in your kids' schoolwork because now you had to be the teacher. And oh my God, did we finally realize how hard a teacher's job is? And remember, you only had to teach your kid. They have to teach everybody's. And now we're being forced to question the status quo. We're being forced to critically examine who's in charge of the system we live in and why. We're taking inventory of ourselves, our thoughts, our priorities, our privilege, our prejudices. We're not sitting back on the injustice thing anymore. We're standing up now. We're trying to change ourselves. The friends and family who still maybe don't see both sides of the racial divide, we are having uncomfortable conversations with these people. They need to be had with coworkers, with the funny uncle who always had a chip on his shoulder. We're unfriending people who aren't part of the solution anymore. And this is the year we took out our phones. And for the love of God, we stopped filming ourselves and turned our phones around instead. We started filming the world around us because we finally realized what's happening to other people is a little bit more important right now. Before this year happened, and we were living our normal lives full of selfies on the beach and mimosas at brunch and trips to brew pubs and wineries and floatopias. Think about this. Would you have ever taken the time to sit down every night and do homework with your kid? Would you have taken the time to tell their teacher that what you do is a miracle every day? Would you have drove by somebody's house for their birthday instead of putting a post on their Facebook page? I bet you if you asked that person, they'd tell you it meant more to see you in person. Would you have said to yourself, you know what? My job sucks anyways, and it's not even what I want to do with my life. Maybe it is time for me to make a move. Would you have talked to your kids about racism, what it is? Would you have examined your own privilege? Would you have questioned authority? Would you have even voted in November? Would you have watched the news every night? Would you have washed the food you eat, learned how to cook, started taking your health more seriously? Would you have worn a mask in a supermarket if you had the flu or worse and you just didn't want anyone else to catch it? Would you have paid more attention to the injustice in the world, even though it doesn't directly affect you personally? And would you have had that uncomfortable conversation about race? Would you have cut out negative people in your life to make more time for the positive ones. These things all have something in common. They're all hard. We probably wouldn't have done most of them unless we were forced to. And they're all things that we should have been doing in the first place. 2020 forced us to do all these things. And that's why 2020 isn't the worst year ever. It's the hardest, but it's making us better. It's making us smarter. And we're about halfway through. Halftime is approaching. And if you think the first half was rough, if you think tension is high now, wait till November. But remember, getting off our lazy butts and being forced to educate ourselves, better ourselves, and go outside and participate in things that make us all better isn't the worst thing ever. It's just hard, that's all. So my advice is sometime between now and the second half, give yourself a break. Sit down, take a breather, eat your orange slices. Then when you're ready, get a helmet on and get back out there. But don't forget to keep doing all these things once we get back to normal, because they're important. Maybe when it's all said and done, you'll look back and see 2020 wasn't my worst year ever. It was the hardest, but it was also one of the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.